Welcome back to another episode of the Charlie Talks Music Show. It is Sunday, so all of you should know what that means by now. It is Grateful Dead of the Week time, but this is no ordinary Sunday, everybody. It is March 17th, 2024, otherwise known as St. Patrick's Day. Yes, so for all of my Irish people, Irish relatives listening, this is dedicated to you guys, but this isn't going to be an ordinary Grateful Dead of the Week. This time, we're going to kind of focus more on Grateful Dead shows that happened on March 17th. So we're going to go through all of them. They only performed on March 17th 9 times. And I think it's going to be fun to kind of talk about that a little bit. So with that being said, I'm not going to waste anybody's time. I'm going to go to the very first one that is only available through the download series. It is Volume 6 at the Carousel Ballroom in San Francisco, California. March 17th, 1968 was the first time that the band performed live on St. Patrick's Day. There's only about 7 tracks. It was a quicker one, so I'm gonna play what my favorite song is from this one a little bit and just kind of talk about it. I'll talk about the show as a whole too. So with that being said, I'll start off with actually what the set list is for this one. So you can start off with a very nice Pigpen's "Turn On Your Love Light." Follow that up with a nice "That's It" for the other one. New Potato Caboose, a song that I've never heard. China Cat Sunflower, The 11, "Caution, Don't Step on the Tracks," or "Don't Stop on the on Tracks," and "Feedback." So, quick show here, but I think overall, it's a solid little thing here. So let's get into. No, let's have some fun. Let's listen to New Potato Caboose.
We're falling, build earth where green the world is born. Above Madonna to the eagle's hang against a call.
Actually, I'm going to keep a little bit from the blood red, we yell the blood. Okay, so that's a little bit of the first part of New Potato Caboose, a song that, like I said, I've never heard before, but it sounds like a very fun time. So I'm going to fast forward a little bit, see if we got a fun jam here. So I'm about to go to like 5 minutes in.
Got a lot more music to get to, but that is a hell of a jam. I hope you can still hear it in the background a little bit. That's a nice little bobby tune we got there. It's got some very, very fun, or I wouldn't say fun lyrics, but it seems like almost sadder lyrics with the "Last Leaf Fallen, Bare Earth Where Green Was Born, Black Madonna, Two Eagles Hanging Against the Cloud." I think that's a good song. I think overall that jam is really good. I wasn't expecting that. That's kind of what you get from the early day Grateful Dead, where late 60s, early 70s-ish. I've talked about it a little bit in past episodes where you will get the better playing technically, and like they Jerry's guitar playing is a lot better overall, just because he's a lot more into the Grateful Dead music at this time. And you have Bobby sounding very young in this song. I think that's a solid four. That's a great version of this song that I've never heard. I'm definitely going to get into more of it. But yeah, that's a fun little show we got there from the very first St. Patrick's Day on March 17th, 1968. Now it's time to go talk a little bit about the 1971. Also on St. Patrick's Day that actually is nowhere. I'm going to read the Grateful Dead of the Day. What did they say about it? On this night, the Dead played a show with the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra. It must have been an amazing event, evening of music, judging from the reviews. Unfortunately, there seems to be no recording from the reviews or from the night, including a confirmation from David Lemieux that a copy does not exist in the vault. Jay Gerland, a Dead fan from Western New York, has put together an extensive webpage with copies of numerous reviews of the night, but it does not contain any recordings. So hopefully someday a recording gets out, because Grateful Dead playing with an orchestra in 1970 sounds very fun. But there's obviously nothing we can really talk about it. So those are the first two. Now it's time to go 5 years into the future. This one also isn't really a Dead show. This is at Ace Studios in Mill Valley, California. We have a rehearsal with David Crosby, because he was supposed to perform, I believe it was the 21st of March with them. There's really not much. Let's actually listen in. Because on this, they were practicing a lot of the. They did some Grateful Dead tunes, and then they did some of David Crosby's music. Let's have some fun. Let's go. One More Day, but Phil Blows It is what it says on here. So let's see what we got with that, because I feel like that should be interesting. This is just gonna be fun to listen to the band. It's kind of like hanging out. It's kind of fun listening to the band just kind of like messing around here almost. I want to get to the part where Phil blows it on the tree here. It's only 3 minutes before I'm going to fast forward a little bit. Piano sounds incredible from Crosby. Pick pen on piano, that's all. Jam there. That's kind of what the majority of that day in history of the Grateful Dead is. It's just kind of them messing around in the studio for a while, having a good time in there. So can't really give this a rating, but that's the third time they were there. But now the band decided, hey, let's take a 13-year break from ever playing on St. Patrick's Day again. Our very next one, we're going to go to the Henry J. Kaiser, I think that's how it said, Kaiser Convention Center in Oakland, California, which is on 1988, March 17th, 1988. So let's talk a little bit about the set list first. So we got get started with a great Hell in a Bucket, followed by Sugar Ray, New Minglewood Blues, Ramble on Rose, Memphis Blues,
Second Side of Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Row Jimmy, Let It Grow, China Cat Sunflower, I Know You Rider, Estimated Profit, Eyes of the World. Then we get into some Drums in Space, follow coming out of it with some Going Down the Road Feeling Bad into I Need a Miracle. We got a nice Dear Mr. Fantasy, Hey Jude. And then for the encore, we got a good old-fashioned Black Money River that they did quite a bit around this time. I'm going to sneeze, so 1 second. Okay, so with that being said, this show, after listening to... So this show was the first one that I listened to pretty much in full earlier this week. There was a lot of forgotten lyrics in this show, especially in the Black Money River. Jerry really was struggling to remember the words to it. I know it was a newer song around that time, if I'm not mistaken. So I'm going to play a song that I think was overall one of the better performed songs from it. We're going to go to another Bobby tune today. We're going to go to Let It Grow. And let's have some fun.
By the sun, your song is the latch on the morning star. See the sun sparkle in the reeds, silver beak, bass of the sea. She comes from the town where they call her woodcutter's daughter. She's proud of the bank where she kneels down together. She bears it away with the love that the river has taught her. Let it go, let it go, white and clean. Run around the cut of the bow on the front feet.
Okay, so that's a little bit of that Let It Grow. I'm going to fast forward in just a second to the best, the jam, which I think is incredible. But you kind of get the more upbeat Bob tune in Let It Grow here. I think it's, you got great playing. Piano from Brent is incredible. And I think this is one of my favorite Bobby tunes, I think, just because it's... when we get to this jam, you'll understand why. So let me fast forward to about 5 minutes in here. See if I can get this. Okay, here we go. So about 5 minutes in. Thank you.
I had to let that play out. That was such a good version there. Very, very intense jam that leads to the... I'm going to turn this up a little bit so you can hear it in the background. But the way they come back in is kind of reminiscent of like a Terrapin. Just like, it's things like that. Anytime, or No Jack Straw, where they come back in, like they do in a lot of Bobby tunes. Overall, very, very fun Let It Grow there. I'm going to go 14 out of 15. I really did enjoy that. And yeah, let's go to, I'm having some fun listening to some music. So let's go to the Hey Jude from the show, cover of the Beatles songs, obviously. Let's change the recording, actually, because this one isn't fantastic. Let's do this one. Okay, and I'm just going to let you guys listen to this while I figure this out. Never mind, it wanted to turn off on me, so let's get some Hey Jude going. I bet you it's not going to play because this is what this website does. Oh, there we go. Sounds like Bob is having the time of his life on this version, but this is a very fun song that you can have going into as your last song before the encore. You can kind of hear them still really, Brent is going crazy right now. But overall, Hey Jude is a very, so definitely you can see why the Beatles are more known for it, because their vocals are slightly better. But the jam that that Jerry's putting into this is fantastic. But overall, this is a fun show. I highly recommend go checking it out. And it's time to move on to our very next one. Let's go to a show that I've brought up before. We're going to go to, one second, we're going to go to Landover, Maryland, 1991, March 17th, Landover, Maryland at the Capitol Center. And this show, like I said, I brought up before because it was the first time that the Grateful Dead performed one of my favorite songs of all time, one of my favorite Jerry Garcia Band songs of all time. And I'm just gonna let it play for you. You should know it. Ruben and Charisse, if you know. But just listen to the crowd's reaction. Charisse was brushing her long hair down. But the afternoon upon the phone, she brushed the brush with her. Ruben and Charisse, his pain and the love. Was the name of the pretty Mason J. The carnival from gray. Jesus was dressing his pure wet and white. When a fatal vision gripped her tight. It's always tempting to just play this whole song. He's been wet tonight. Ruben, Ruben, you tell me the truth. So about 3 weeks ago, I did a Ruben and Charisse like breakdown pretty much on, I think it was the one before, I think it was week 5, where I really dove into the lyrics. And if you want to check that out, go check out week 5. But this may not be the best Ruben and Charisse that the Grateful Dead played. But the energy that the crowd brings is just unmatched from any other version. I know this being the first time that the Dead ever played it, you got the insane reaction. And it just, I think the show overall might not have been very great technically. But when you have the energy that this Ruben and Charisse brings, it just
amplifies the show as a whole, in my opinion. 15 out of 15 for that version. I don't care what anyone says, but now it's time to talk a little bit about the jam. So I'm going to fast forward to about 6 minutes in. So 6 minutes. I don't think there's too much of a jam in this one, actually. Let's go to 7 minutes and 27 seconds. Oh, it's going to start restarting. So let's just talk about... I'll just let you guys listen in. Okay. See, this is where this website starts to have problems. So, yeah, basically, this show, we go into to A Hell in the Bucket to start, followed by Sugar Ree, Walk-In Blues, Peggy O, Queen Jane approximately, Ruben and Therese, Let It Grow, China Rider, Man Smart, Woman Smarter, Crazy Fingers Into Trucking, Into New Speedway Boogie. Then we get Drum Space. Coming out of space, we get The Wheel. Followed by All Along the Watchtower, Black Peter, Around and Around, and then ends the show with a good U.S. Blues. So a 21-song set list today. Always love a good extended start off out of a drums in space like this into the wheel, which we'll get here. That's the like chimes we got going on. That's always been one of my favorite upbeat Grateful Dead songs. It's kind of reminiscent of A Touch of Grey almost, but you got, I think, a better jam in this one, and it's not as, I guess, mainstream. But that's just the wheel from the show. I think this show, it only got a 3 out of 5 star rating by the Grateful Dead of the Day website. I don't really know how people rate it on here too much, to be honest, but I think this is a fun show. You got a lot of very unique set list in my eyes. You got Hell in the Bucket in a Sugary Walk, like I said. I just think you got the ballads and then the ballad in the first half. Then you got the, I would say it comes out faster, but then you go into a Black Peter. We're just all over the place in this show, but overall, that wheel, I gave a 14 out of 15. This is a fun show, like I said, so you can't complain, but it's time to head into. So the Grateful Dead, after 1991, decided, hey, let's do this every year until 1995. So let's go into 1991, which we just did. So let's go into 1992. The Spectrum, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 317-92. Get started with A Box of Rain, New Winglewood Blues, Loser. We got Stuck Inside a Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Tennessee Jed, Cassidy, Into Tuning. Way to Go Home, Truckin', Spoonful, He's Gone, Drums, Space, I Need a Miracle, So Many Roads, Sugar Magnolia, The Wait. So, trying to decide, what song do I want to play for us today? Because these are a lot of, you know what? Phil's birthday was just a couple days ago. I believe it was the 15th, if I'm not mistaken. Let me make sure this is correct. Phil Lesh birthday. I definitely did not spell that right. Okay, 1 second. Phil Lesh birthday is, let's see, his birthday is, it's really not, I don't know why it's not just pulling up. March 15th, so yeah, I was right. So March 15th, 1940. So with that, we're going to show a little homage to a Bob or a Phil song that I haven't talked about at all, but it's a very good song, very powerful song. We're going to get us started with the first song of the day, a homage to his dying father, Phil Lesh's Box of Rain.
Look out of the window in the morning, in the evening, in the day. Maybe the sun is shining, birds are winging, or the rain is falling from a heavy sky. What do you want me to do for you to see you through? Oh, this is all a dream we dream one afternoon long ago. We're out of bed and doorway, feel you way like the day before. Maybe find a direction around some corner where it's been with to meet. What do you want me to do to watch for you while you're sleeping? Well, please don't be surprised that you've
asked. Yeah, Box of Rain is one of my favorite Phil Lesh songs. It's a very, this is one of the most played Phil Lesh songs that is, but it's also just a very, very powerful song, as it's, the song deals with Phil Lesh's father's battle with cancer. As Phil drove out each day to visit his dad in his nursing home, he would sing Box of Rain and cry sweet tears that come when you truly cherish someone you must lose. The titular Box of Rain refers to the world in lyricist Robert Hunter's words, "By Box of Rain, I meant the world we live on. But Ball of Rain didn't have the right ring to my ear, so Box it became." And I don't know who put it there. This is one of only two original songs throughout the Dead's discography in which Phil Lesh sings lead vocal, the other being Unbroken Chain. And this was the final song performed by the band before Jerry died, as it was the encore of that 95 show. Yes, it's only right to give Phil Lesh his flowers. He's not the greatest vocalist in the world, but he is a fantastic bassist. One of my favorite bassists in pretty much all of rock music. As the saying goes, Phil's dropping bombs, so you got to listen to Phil bombs, is what it is. And you can kind of hear them in this a little bit if you listen very closely. But yeah, this is a very interesting looking show. It's only 18 songs in this set list, ending with The Weight. Cover of by the band, or the band's cover. So there's a lot of fun looking songs. We got Spoonful that I've never heard before. So overall, I think if you want to go check out the show, you should. I can say that the Cassidy is a very solid one, and as well as the Loser, in my opinion. So if you want a fun little way to celebrate your St. Patrick's Day, go check out the March 17th, 1992. And the Philadelphia, Pennsylvania Spectrum Center show. So let's go into our next one, which is the very next year. We're going to go to the Capitol Center yet again in Landover, Maryland. But this time it is 93 instead of 91. So after a couple of days of snow and ice along the East Coast, the Dead brought some warmth and sunshine to the Capitol Center in Landover, Maryland. They got the crowd dancing out the gate with a strong, well-jammed Shakedown Street. My dad actually told me that this is a great Shakedown, so... with that being said, let's get into Shakedown. Let's see how they get it started. Oh, here we go. show is having its fun doing this now. Let me switch up the recording, maybe. Let's see, because this looks like it's going to be a very fun show. Okay. This is where I've talked about this in every episode. As great as this website is in terms of providing a lot of music that I most likely would not have heard before, it very much struggles to actually play sometimes, and that's when things get quite annoying. But let's try this one. Hopefully this shakedown, okay, doesn't have shakedown in it. This is outrageous. Let's try this again. I bet she was going to play every song but Shakedown. Let me use the ultimate player here. There's some tuning. Come on, Shakedown. I need to start. Oh my god. Well, I'm just going to talk a little bit about Shakedown Street, I guess. So I'm from Maryland, or not Shakedown Street, I guess. I've never been to the Landover Capital Center, but I'm sure it's a pretty sweet place. But yeah, the show has Shakedown Street, Wang Dang Doodle, the Lazy River Road, Desolation Row, Ramble on Rose, Eternity and a Liberty, that's a fun little rhyme, Picasso Moon, Crazy Fingers, playing in the band Dark Star, Drums into Space, Two Soldier Jam, the other one, Days Between, Good Lovin'. Then we get, for the first time in many, many years, we got a cover of the Beatles song, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. I'm trying to play Shakedown, but if it can't work, I know my dad said it is a great Shakedown, and if you've listened to some of the past episodes, he's got some solid opinions on that. Okay, so it just seems like the website is old. We're going to get some Lucy with the Sky of Diamond encore going. That's all I'm allowed to play, it seems. You can kind of hear the crowd's energy realizing what's happening. Sounds like this isn't. Changing the recording, that didn't sound the best.
This sounds a lot better.
No, it doesn't. I shouldn't have done anything. This is quite unfortunate what's going on right now, everybody. It just doesn't want me to play the show, and this is arguably, I think, one of the better ones that they played on St. Patrick's Day. And my dad, I know he can definitely agree with that. So it seems like I want to. There we go. Soundboard. Here we go. This one is definitely going to sound good. Let's hear it. And of course, they don't have Lucy in the Sky. Oh, yes, I do. Come on. It's doing the thing where it's deciding to play every song around it. This is awful right now, guys. I'm so sorry about this. Okay. Can I get Shakedown Street then? Nope. So the two songs I want to play from this show, it's like, hey, F you. No. It's even doing. Oh, my God. There we go. Surely it's going to play, right? No? I should have just let it go with what I had. I'm sorry, guys.
I'm sorry. No, it's not going to play again, is it?
Sorry for these technical difficulties. I'm quite upset about this. I don't feel great. Because the... Oh, what do we got? What do we got? Tuning. Okay, we're going to go back to Lucy in the Sky Diamonds, the version that I had going. It's not going to sound best, but it is what it is at this point.
Thank you.
It's a very fun encore there, as that was the first time that they had played that in a long, long time. Yeah, this show, like they're saying in the description of it, is all over the place. Got a lot of songs. They did a one verse of Darkstar in this one that was something they've never done before. It was kind of all over the place, like I said. Then you come in with a Two Soldier jam. The other one is apparently very, very powerful, very, very good. Another one in this live version. So highly recommend go checking out the St. Patrick's Day 317, 1993. So let's listen in a little bit. Just an iconic song, and the Dead did a fantastic job doing that. So that was 1993. We only got two more left. So we're going to go to Rosemont Horizon, Rosemont, Illinois, in 1994. 317, 1994. So we got another Wang Dang Doodle. So it goes Touch of Grey, Wang Dang Doodle, Althea, Me and My Uncle, Mexicali Blues, Lazy River Road, Eternity. Going into tuning, we come out with A Box of Rain and Ico Ico. Playing in the band, Uncle John's Band, Drum Space, following it up with The Wheel, All on the Watchtower, Morning Dew, and Rain. So this has got a 4-star review on the Dead of the Day website. Let's see, what's a song that I want to play? Let's go with Wang Dang Doodle, a song that, fuck that. let's test out Wang Dang Doodle, a song I've never heard before. Okay, so this website is being absolutely horrible right now. Let's see, is it going to keep... So it says it's still playing. I don't know what that means. This website is so annoying. I'm going to do something. I'm going to try this. Hold up. Let me close out of the app real quick. Close that. So Wang Dang Doodle was sounding pretty fun there, but I think it's only right that we switch it up after that stop. Let's go into a song that I haven't really played at all. Let's go with some Uncle John's. Nope. This is space. There's drums. Okay, so it's letting me play everything but the songs I want to play. Morning Dew? Mexicali Blues it is. So this is more, it's not really about the songs in this episode, it's more so about the shows as a whole. This looks like a very fun show. I do like the playing and band into Uncle John's Band back to back. Touch of Grey and a Wang Dang Doodle. It seems like a very Bob country or cowboy tunes, but that's not true at all. I mean, Me and My Uncle, Mexicali Blues back to back, I guess, does prove that point if we want to go there. So I'm sorry if I'm not as energized or feeling as into it as normal. I am the pollen. It's the first week where it's been very nice out down here, and I am getting my ass kicked by the pollen. Like, it's truly, it's insane what they're doing here. So, okay, so let's go to the final the final St. Patrick's Day show, the final March 17th, 1995. We're going to go back to the Spectrum, Philadelphia, the Spectrum in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. But it's 1995. Obviously, that's the last year that they could possibly do it. They really loved playing Wang Dang Doodle on St. Patrick's Day, it seems. So we got Here Comes Sunshine and a Wang Dang Doodle, Peggy O, Queen Jane Approximately, Lazy River Road, Eternity, Loose Lucy, Tuning into China Rider, Samba in the Rain, Trucking, New Speedway Boogie, Jerry Jams with the Drums, we got Drums, Space, All Along the Watchtower, Standing on the Moon, Sugar Magnolia, and yet again, we got another Lucy in the Sky of Diamonds. So they were able to, they did it twice as an encore. So that's a very, very fun thing there. What song do we want to listen to today? Let's go with, trying to see a song that I've not played much of. Let's go with Queen Jane. Very, very fun song. That's a fun song. Queen Jane, I think, is an underrated Bobby tune. I know I played a lot more of Bobby and Phil tunes than normal today. I feel like it was only right I gave them a little more credit. Jerry has had plenty of Jerry episodes, and there will be more Jerry's. Definitely the leader, in quotations, of the band, if you will. I know he hated being called the leader, but he's who people really came to see. So this is the highest rated one on the Grateful Dead of the Day website. It's got a 4.5 out of 5 stars. I personally think it's between this one and the 1988 one. So I'm just going to, time to do a little bit of a retrospect on, let's see, I want to find a fun, it's a song I want to listen to today. Let's listen to the New Potato Caboose as I, yet again, actually no, let's go. Let's do China Cat Sunflower from 1968, the one I played at the very beginning. Just to have that going in the background as I'm talking through each show. So yeah, we got started in 1968 with a song that kind of got pulled from a lot of the just like regular recordings as they used it for the Download Volume 6. I think it's a fun little listen. If you want to check it out, it's a quick listen. It's only about an hour, which is impressive for only 7 songs. Yeah. Definitely can't go wrong with that. The next two aren't really shows. I mean, the Music Hall one in 70, they don't really, there's no recordings out there, unfortunately, which sounds like it's a great show. Ace Studio in 1975 is also more of a recording as they're preparing. But the 88 one, I think, is my personal favorite of the St. Patrick's Day shows. I think it's just, what song was it that I played? The Let It Grow was fun. They have a lot of fun in there. Only problem is there is a couple songs where Jerry at least is struggling to remember a majority of the lyrics, especially the Black Money River, like I said earlier. Then we go to Landover, Maryland, 1991. I think without the Ruben and Therese, it isn't as effective as it should be. Like it's not as fun of a show as I think it would be if without it. Then we go to 1992 with the Spectrum in Philadelphia. That's got a very fun Shakedown Street. I'm sorry I wasn't able to play it. My dad was right. And then the Lucy, the Lucy in the Sky of Diamonds encore is very good there. Then we go back to Landover, Maryland in 1993. That one's solid. There's not really much I can say about that. Same with the 94 one. Those are kind of lists like there. And then the 95 one, it is ranked 4.5 stars for a reason. There's a lot of fun jams throughout. And it's a fun set list, like I said. Set list on they were big fans of Wang Dang Noodle on St. Patrick's Day. I found that pretty interesting. That's I do like kind of looking for trends like that when they have shows played on the same day. I feel like that's got to be – that's not just a coincidence. I wouldn't think that they're playing Wang Dang Noodle. I think it was three times on St. Patrick's Day. But, yeah, overall, I think the best St. Patrick's Day one is 88, in my opinion. 95 is a close second. So if you want to go check those out, I highly recommend them. 68 is also a very well – very, very good one as well. So that is today's St. Patrick's Day episode of Grateful Dead of the Week. And I'm going to try and be a little more creative with the Grateful Dead of the Weeks. I know the just like my favorite songs are fun, but I feel like doing things like this, like my dad kind of gave me the idea with the whole Jerry emotional factor is fun. Just finding things like that. And I'm going to see how creative I can get with this. And hopefully you guys enjoy that. And with that being said, that was this week's episode of the Charlie Talks Music Show. I look forward to all you deadheads returning in about a week for our next one. And I'll figure out a fun thing to do for that. So with that being said, go check out the Charlie Talks Music Show Spotify if you're already here. If you're on Apple Music, just give it a nice 5-star rating. Check out the Instagram, Snapchat, or not Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and Twitter at Charlie Talks Music. And I'm going to start doing some like short form things. I'm thinking of doing more reels where I just like rank stuff. But I'm going to elaborate more on it in the future because I feel like I can do quicker videos while still getting still keeping the longer ones on more in depth on Spotify. So with that being said, if you want to leave some donations at the support a podcast, very, very appreciative. I can find ways to get you more involved and have you give me topic ideas and album suggestions and things like that. But I hope you all have a fantastic rest of your week. Have a good one. Peace.